there, After Buzzers. Welcome to the Handmaid's Tale After Show. We're talking about episode 7, After. And this is pretty much the aftermath of that crazy last episode of the explosion, everything. Who lived, who died? We're also going to talk about New York Times article, what a lot of people have been saying on Twitter, and how Ireland repealed the 8th. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, is it? This is such a heavy show, so we're uplifting you with the fun music that's on the show.
Like, this might be too happy.
I just thought this was a fun version, the original version of the song Venus.
Yeah.
So, welcome to the Handmaid's Tale After Show. We're talking about the episode called After, episode 7.
That's right.
I'm your host, Carrie Lane. I'm joined by my awesome co-host.
Hey, everyone. Veronica Barriga here. Yes, yes.
And welcome our new panelists.
Yeah. New face, Takira Shabre. Nice to meet you guys.
Glad to have
and
you.
And gals.
Yes.
And everybody in between. We're like.
Yeah. That's right.
And then Leslie will be back next week. So let's, initial thoughts on this episode.
Ooh, I like the restructuring of what's going on. I think episode 5, I was having sort of this fantasy of Serena aligning with the Handmaids in some way, and we're starting to see a little bit of that. So yeah. I don't know, I'm excited.
And then Takira, you're new with us, so what do you think so far?
So far, watch out, Mrs. Waterford, you took it from me. I'm just like, yes, because I kind of, when we got a glimpse into her past, I was like, she's gonna be that one, and more power to you. And when the husband's like on the ill bed, I was like, yep, that's what's gonna happen, and she's gonna start bringing it on back. So praise be to her.
And then we also have a live chat going on. Welcome to everybody who's joining us, and if you're watching it later, no problem, please comment down below your thoughts on the episode. Everybody has done an amazing job commenting on this video of previous ones. We love hearing your input on this amazing show. So right at the beginning, we get this kind of beautiful and eerie shot of the Handmaids walking out into the snow with black. I was like, they have an extra wardrobe item. My goodness. Because, they're always in their red.
Switch
and everything.
Switch it up a little bit.
Yes. And then they also had the kind of creepy but also hauntingly beautiful, the scarves covering their faces.
Yeah. With the wings.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The production design is so well thought out well. Mm-hmm. So, like, every detail you can tell in this, in this episode, in this series, is just, like, to a T. But it was really cool that they even honor the Handmaids in that way, right? I was surprised. I mean, of course they're humans, but they took the time to mention every single name. Yeah. They went around and honored every single person. I appreciated that.
Ugh. Well, sort of. Bumps. They said names, quote unquote, moment. Not really their names.
That's right.
How much of like nails on chalkboard is that? Of like,
that's right.
Yeah.
Honoring, but not quite.
Yeah. When I heard it the first time, I was thinking, I hope at the end that they're going to give it that moment. So I know we'll get to that, but it's touching.
And the coffins were really beautifully laid out, too. Mm-hmm. I tried counting. I got 30, but then on the van they said 31.
31.
So 31 handmaids and only 26 commanders. Darn, just 26.
Man.
Right.
But.
Like, we sure you can't add any more to this count? Like,
right.
Wish it was 0-26.
Yes.
That would have been great.
Then we get a quote from Lydia, which was interesting. So they pull off the scarves from their faces. So they have an identity again, which was interesting because before it's like they're nameless, which I kind of was like, is this for their protection or what was the purpose? But then she says, I wish I could give you a world without pain and without violence. That's all I ever wanted. Lydia, you got some quote unquote good intentions, but no.
Yeah.
This is kind of a shitty world you put these ladies in.
Yeah, define pain. Define what are you saying?
It's because it's ironic. Taser to the neck feels great. It's like, it's a massage, but she has like this brainwashed. I mean, she's brainwashed herself.
Yes.
So it's a little morbid.
Yeah.
It's very.
Then with the van ride back, that was a very. It's an interesting discussion. Anybody who's ever been to a funeral or memorial kind of has this when you're talking with other people there who you may or may not know, and how much did you really know the deceased?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And they captured that really well in kind of almost comedic, because they were like, so-and-so, she never showered enough.
That's funny.
I didn't know her. But what do you guys,
real name? Yeah,
yeah. What do you guys think of that scene when they're riding back? And also when they see that, when the eye has been through that area with all the hanging people.
Yeah, that was disturbing.
And lots of them.
That was disturbing. Go ahead.
Feel free. I still can't get used to it, mm-hmm. even seeing it so many times.
It's the worst. It's the worst. And it's crazy how sort of like over, I mean, they've been doing this the whole season, but it feels like overnight now all of a sudden the hangings are, instead of one or two here and there, mm-hmm. right? Now we're just militarizing the already militarized police. Mm-hmm. It's like a notch up. So yeah, it's troubling for sure. Mm-hmm. It's horrible.
Yeah, you're like ditto.
It's almost like it's breathtaking. Like it mm-hmm. literally takes the words from your mouth, and mm-hmm. you just like watch with just disgust and sadness and anger and like all of these emotions. It reminds me a lot of there is a museum. I know Oprah did an interview, but with slaves. I don't know if and I'll get my details together, but. Mm-hmm. The museum gives a hanging stone to each slave, slave's wife that was lost. Mm. So every time I see that, it's painful. And it's just like, you know what? It happens across all races, all genders. This idea of creating a perfect world. And it's just so troubling and real at the same time. Like, you kind of have to back mm-hmm. up, but like, this is a TV show. It's a TV show.
You know, though, I'm glad you brought that up, because I saw a lot of people talking on Twitter about how the thing with the show is it's so disturbing, and people are saying it's more disturbing because it's happening to mm-hmm. these white women. And mm-hmm. it's like, this has been happening mm-hmm. to women of color for hundreds of years. Mm-hmm. They, like, with slaves, they had their babies taken from them. Like, that's mm-hmm. nothing new. And this definitely can happen in any country, not just here.
Yeah, it happened in Egypt. It's mm-hmm. not just, you know, not just African-American. It's literally, I mean, you think back to all of those major disasters, like, you know, the Egyptians having their babies taken. And obviously, the situation with Hitler, I don't even like saying his name.
That guy.
It's tough. It's really heartbreaking. And it's even more painful because every time I see that, I think back to Offred's quote when she was paraphrasing, of course. She said, you can boil to death in a tub by just increasing the water or the temperature gradually. And it's just so disturbing because it really makes you take a step back and look at real life. I'm like, what is going to happen?
You're taking me back to season one. I'm like, I know. That first episode. That was my reaction.
The first episode? Wow.
I felt the same way. The first one.
It stuck with me because I literally think of that every single time. I have to step back and get back into reality. Like, okay, it's just a TV show. I'm like, what happens? It's not
irrelevant.
But
TV
wouldn't we
show.
Say then it's really good? Yeah, it's exactly like a show like this is really good, and how they've chosen these characters, because then maybe it does show people who weren't aware, or ignorant by choice or by education, or they just really didn't know. Yeah. But this show is like, look, this could happen.
Yeah.
This has happened because it's drawing from real mm-hmm. stuff. I mean, it's like the author didn't make it all up.
Right.
So,
And there's something to be said. Yeah, wake up. Exactly. Stay woke. Stay woke. But there's something to be said about the instilling fear in the citizens, right?
Yes.
And that's how we control people. When we instill mm-hmm. fear, the biggest motivator of people is fear. That is it. That's a fact. I learned that in psychology class.
Well, we kind of see that they've become, we're essentially almost a military state, you could say, before, mm-hmm. but now it's when Cushing takes over, absolutely. We'll get to that, too. But
now it's like Trump state. No, I'm just
kidding. We get the verification he's alive enough. Fred has survived the explosion. He's not dead. Darn.
He's on pain meds.
Yes. And Nick has come back. He has not left. We thought maybe he'd be like, peace out, but technically his boss is dead, which we get that confirmation. Mm-hmm. Putnam points out Price has died and Cushing is taking over. And he tells Fred, he's like, don't worry, I'm going to take care of those responsible. How worried were we with this new character popping up of this essentially new villain?
Well, he's the terrorist.
Yeah.
You know, they keep calling the handmaid, you know, she was a terrorist. No, this man seems like the real terrorist. But Yeah, he was troubling. I'm glad that, you know, even for Serena to sort of stand back and be like, this is too much, that's a statement in itself, right? I mean, I mean, too, is out of his mind, probably. I don't know.
Serena was really interesting this episode in regards to that, too. We pop over to the colony. I was a little nervous when those vans drove up and were getting the list and picking people out, because I thought they were going to grab them because they would have been connected to the explosion in terms of, we're going to interrogate you.
Like Mayday type.
That's a good one.
Because Emily, it's like, you've been a suspect before. Let's round up people.
True. That's and a then, really good way to think of that.
But nope, they just need them because they're fertile. And the handmaids have died, and that's why we've brought them back. Were you worried for them? What did you think it was? Please leave comments down below. Then Canada, we pop over to Canada. They announce that there's been the bombing, but they don't have much info.
Right.
Which we get a really also interesting with how people deal with grief with Luke and Moira talking about staying or leaving, and Luke's like, I don't need to stay here to listen. She's alive. I don't like him waiting there is like waiting in a hospital while somebody's in surgery. It's like, there's no point to sit there and wait
and worry.
Yeah. But Moira's like, I'm staying.
You know, it's two different perspectives, you know, either way, that's their way of coping. That's their way of feeling safe. And it's two opposite sides of the coin, but I can see merit in both. Just depends who you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Got anything interesting from the chat?
You know, there a lot of people are saying the author said that everything in the book is either happening now or has happened sometime in the past. Mm-hmm. So thank you for Julian. Sorry. Hopefully I'm saying that right, Julian. And then I know that we'll get to it, but some things are coming up about Nick's wife, so I know we'll get to that, but I'll table that for a little bit later. But Ma Well is really excited to talk about that.
How exciting was, now we get another Moira flashback, because we don't get more info. This was totally like, for me, because I thought when they first were saying like babies and stuff, I thought she was going to donate an egg. I didn't think she was going to carry a child, because in her detachment of it, like any, I mean, I don't know the full details of procedure on it, but almost any woman who's healthy, fertile enough and whatnot, you could donate an egg, and like, you don't have to carry the child. And she doesn't seem like someone I would think who'd want to be pregnant.
Right.
So I thought that's...
except for that $250.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No, but you get money for your eggs, too.
But you get way more money for being served.
Well, the egg also is not necessarily as guaranteed, too, because they don't know if it's going to work and everything, so...
That's true.
So then that was that? Was the sperm of the couple?
It'd be of the father, of the
dad. Okay.
Well, it looked like it was the father and the mother just inserted in her. And then she delivered the baby, because when you look at Gavin, which is, you know, the little boy baby.
He looks black, mixed.
Really? Yeah. I didn't get that.
Well, the mom looked Indian and the dad looked white to me. And then obviously Moira's darker, African American, and that kid looked more mixed.
Well, I thought so at first, and then when they handed the baby off to the parents in the room, I was like, oh, okay, maybe I didn't see any like African American mix in there. So okay, well, either way, she had the baby.
Yes,
but
she carried a baby.
That was ridiculously surprising to me, because. When we first see Moira, it's just like, she has this like, oh heck no attitude.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I was.
It was terrifying, and you would think that whenever they were practicing, whenever they were first getting trained and everything, that she would have, maybe it would have come up then, or she would have been a little bit more. Yeah, I thought she
like
was...
Like the flashback, you're saying?
The flashbacks and things, but very surprising to me.
Well, because that also leads into because they talk about money and the attachment, because that's the other thing, too. Donating your egg and it being out there, you're not as attached to carrying a child in your body, which is very different.
I knew a friend that did that quite often. She donated her eggs. Yeah, and she made a lot of money, and she's like, I have two kids out there. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. I don't like the idea of a little me out there.
A lot of college students do it. I've never done it, but yeah, I know of
one. Well, it's also an invasive surgery, too, in comparison to carrying a baby. Mm-hmm, because it's like a surgery.
Wow, and I just donated plasma. I'm way off.
But we see the bookcases when Moira is like, well, no, wait, I want to know about a fiancé.
Yeah.
And the white bookcases, as in it's all children in those notebooks, which is really sad. Mm-hmm. When she started looking through the files, how much did we think she was going to find something?
I knew it. Because she had the... Didn't she... I mean, she knew she was dead, right? Was it a hunch or she was...
I had... It'd been a while. I honestly forgot about that character. I'm like, she had a fiancé? I don't remember this person. Because it's mainly June and Moira. We see mostly that friendship. We don't really get a lot of Moira's relationship outside of that. Which the show maybe should include more of that. Because then I'm like, I totally forgot. It's been a while.
I love the backstory. I love the big...
It's so cute.
So more. It's
really
cute
story and sad story.
It's cute. Sad at the same time. I do really think and I hope that we see more of those flashbacks with every character. But I feel like she had a... kind of a little feeling. Mm-hmm. I feel like it was a little, intuition.
She needed, closure.
Exactly. Yeah. So she was like, you know what, I'm a little afraid because even when she was asking Luke, like, don't you just want to, stay and know and, get that confirmation, I feel like at that moment, that's when she was like, yeah, I need closure on this. So I kind of...
That's the other way to deal with grief, too, of, if someone died, they need to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like she would find it, though.
So yeah.
It's kind of sad that she did.
Rita comes up to June and is like, you have a visitor, which this is where Cushing comes over to interview her.
Interrogate her.
Yes. It was an interrogation. That was no interview. Yeah. But I like how Rita does not want to leave the room.
That's great.
Yeah. It's like, go, Rita, don't leave, please. Go, girl.
I forgot exactly what she showed. She's like, okay, bad grace, I'm gone. It's kind of like, are you sure?
Yep.
So don't worry, girl, I'll be at the door.
Yeah.
She was down a little bit.
Oh, and he made that super bad joke. She's like, yeah, I bet off Glenn didn't talk much.
Oh, I was pissed. I heard that, I was like, you nasty, disgusting pig. How dare you?
I do like that June's like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And then he gets right to it, which this scene was so tense. I love that it was like...
so much going on. Because
he's like, well, who helped you? And she's like, well, I ran away. Or, he said, you ran away. And he's like, well, then who looked after you? And she makes a good argument. I didn't see them.
Right.
And I was taken against my will. And he's like, well, we don't have time for fairy tales. He is on it.
Yeah.
Does not let that BS slide at all.
Wait, they only have time for fairy tales when it benefits them.
Yes.
and then we can lie about everything, right? It's like this hypocrisy.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
But I love her thing of just, she sticks with her story. She holds her ground, but he doesn't. It's not the answer he wants.
Yeah, right.
She did really well. We're proud proud of June in that moment because that could have gone so many which ways, and she really handled that like a boss.
How much did we cringe when he gets all touchy with her when he's about to leave, touching the belly and her face?
Let me just say, had that been me, honey, I would have been dead by now. I would have so been dead by now just because she does such a good job holding her composure because she knows, bigger picture, bigger picture. Not me. I would not be here right now talking about this show.
We've talked about the, touching pregnant women bellies. Not okay. No. Any touching, permission is always important and needed first.
Period. It doesn't matter, male, female, everything in between. For whatever reason, my hair, my tummy, my arm, because I've been working out and you're just trying to.
Yeah.
Everything.
Those good guns.
Need a little consent first.
But I've definitely seen that with pregnant women of people, and we've talked about it before on this show, of just people feel entitled, which he does.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just touch your belly.
Yeah.
She's just like, you can see her stiffen.
More so over women than men. I think people feel more entitled over women. It's a weird thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's just weird.
For sure. Luckily, he gets distracted, but by a sad reason. The poor Martha outside got shot.
Oh,
for a second, I thought it was our Martha.
I did, too.
Because we don't see her for a bit.
I did, too. My heart dropped. Yeah. It was confirmation when she was telling Nick. I was like... Okay.
Yes.
I mean, I know we saw her, but I still wasn't sure.
I wasn't ready for that.
I wasn't either. Like, a tear formed. I was like, oh, suck it up. It wasn't. But I mean, still sad.
Yeah.
But,
Well, that's the point. It could be anyone. Anytime. Anybody.
I think, because you know how they mirror? They do such a great job of mirroring what's happening in society. And they said something that I thought was like, She said, she didn't do anything. She was reaching for her past.
Yes.
And he shot her.
Yes.
What does that remind you of?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Serena. So, yeah. That was actually, I really liked that Serena spoke out against the treatment of the Marthas. I was like,
everything.
Okay, Serena, you make me very confused on how I feel about you. But this is a moment where I was like, Okay.
She's
okay.
trying.
Yeah.
She's trying. She, yeah. It's like she's being brainwashed, yeah. and she's just trying to come back. Yes.
So. June goes to see Waterford, which was interesting. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, oh, good. You're okay.
No, no, Serena. No. The baby's okay.
Yeah, that's true. Not you. The baby's okay. That's and here, honey, feel happened. The see the baby. Right. Feel the baby.
110%.
The baby's here. The baby's here.
But how much do you think June enjoyed seeing him so broken?
Mm.
He's on that table. He's like so beaten, and she could almost have that. Ha!
Yeah, you know? Right. I mean, you know, he's not dead. So
no, he's not dead yet.
We're human, right? Yeah. Like after all of that stuff that yeah. you know has mm-hmm. happened to her, just, you know,
that feels good.
How many of you were excited to watch June over him? Of like, right. karma's a bitch, huh?
Right.
Then we get. Nick, when she runs into him in the hospital, oh, that kiss. I'm so happy.
I love Nick. I love.
It's such a complicated thing, though, to watch it, because now we're seeing Luke a bit more, too, mm-hmm. and you're like,
ah, ugh. Oh, yeah, that will happen.
June happy in this world, and Nick is so good to her, or tries to be.
In this world.
In this world, yes.
In this world, yeah.
But I'm so glad that they have their kiss, but then she's like, I gotta go now.
Mm-hmm.
How hard would it be to break away? Take care of them. That was a big moment. I mean, I think it was earlier, but yeah. He's like, what did he say? He said, I love you. And then he said,
he's not going to let anything happen to her.
Yeah, exactly. That was great.
Such complicated romantic stuff. You're like,
that means everything. Yeah.
Then we got June and Serena, which was a funny moment. Kind of comedic. And I know we're being a little bit lighthearted while we talk about this, but in a way, talking about horrible things, you almost have to find the humor and be able to laugh at the absurdity of it. Otherwise, mm-hmm. you'll go nuts.
Otherwise, you cry.
Yes, you'll just be
you
depressed.
You don't want us crying here.
Yeah. Because then they get the comedic moment, and Serena's like, well, you know, what do you need? And June's like, baby needs Twinkies.
I love it.
We're compromising.
Yeah.
I love it.
And then she kind of asks about the commander. And it's like, oh, he's doing okay.
Yeah.
But then this is the moment where June is like, hey, Serena. Hey, you know, Cushing's came by before. Mm. And Serena's not very happy about him being in her home. I also think it's her home that she's like someone in her territory. Yeah.
Sure.
Not happy about
it. Sure.
Not at all.
Yep. And then, but how she's like, I know him from before.
Right.
We vacationed.
It just wasn't that like ex before Side. The commander or like
yeah.
I
mean, no just like
just like we didn't like him
trip.
Yeah.
couples trip yeah. yeah
like a little couples trip yeah
yeah and but you need to be like very him. Careful in the answers
yeah. I mean I think you need to kind of be I think Serena's coming around but you need to be careful around her like
oh yeah trust no one
light Al in the chat said Serena has not been brainwashed she made up a majority of That's the
true.
rules.
Yep.
Right and on. Is the primary architect of Gilead. I mean
yeah
Gilead, yeah.
True, but
Gilead,
we're going to get to something that happened this episode that made me kind of, oh, well. But then June goes, hey, you know, they killed whole family for Offlan's family. So
if you threaten a woman's family or her children or her soon-to-be-born children, that's like, there's nothing like that. You will, you know, the woman will do anything for their babies so to good, protect their family. That's how you get to a woman.
Oh, yeah. All so, day.
It was Thank such you. A rewarding threat warning moment that you're just like, oh. Oh. Because like, then Serena, come, you can see me. Her like...
Yeah,
oh.
yeah.
Oh.
Exactly.
So I know a lot of you may be watching on YouTube. Thank you, YouTube. Thank you so much for watching on YouTube. We also have this as a podcast on iTunes. So if you like listening to podcasts, go check it out over there. Tell your friends who like podcasts as well. Make sure to give rate it, you know, 5 stars because 1 through 4 don't really work, you know. And let us know what you think about the show. Any other kind of topics you'd want us to hit or, you know, other things that stood out to you in the episode. And we'd love to hear from you and give you a shout out on the show like how we do the live chat.
Yeah.
So thank you very much for watching and listening.
Yes.
So Moira, we get her still back looking at the pictures. Luke brings the food, and then we get the thing of Odette a little bit more, and the Lamaze class, which is like the super preggers. Moira and June was really sweet, adorable. But that comment too of like, oh, well, you guys have your perfect marriage, and June's like, hold up, nope, that's not a perfect marriage.
I just saw that and I was like, oh, her hormones are talking. And yeah. She's just like,
I'd loosen it. It is the hormones a little bit, but even, I mean, when we first met Luke and like, she was kind of like, it's my friend, but I'll tolerate you, okay. But I love you because you love her. But talk about best friend goals, because mm-hmm. she just, like, completely comforted her in the best way possible. Yeah. And being, like, married myself, you're always told, like, oh, don't speak anything negative about your relationship or anything like that. So I found it interesting that even then I still agreed with her, because it's not like you're really talking negative on your relationship for all of those who are married. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it's just me.
I'm
can comment.
Yeah. Okay, listen, yeah. I'm like, wait.
Yeah, because, you know, they said never talk bad about your particular relationship, but I feel like she was just being just straight up real. Yeah, like she was just being honest.
Let me be honest.
That's not negative. It's real.
Yeah, it's not perfect. Like, those socks on the floor can get on your nerves a little bit. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the things that he does and the way that he clicks his teeth. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah.
No, exactly. It's just
real. Well, that shows also their true friendship, that they can essentially have a disagreement an argument and be like, it's cool, I still love you.
Yeah.
Because then they're not going to be stuck up on that. So we get Nick walking home, and this is when I was like, where is Eden? We haven't seen Eden for a while. With all this craziness going on. Mm-hmm. And then he walks in, and then Serena's in his home, which that was also, what do you want?
You're like, what's happening?
Yeah. Intense.
But we find out Eden went with Rita, so that's also, Rita's okay. You know, this is where I got kind of excited, though. Serena's like, okay, so how much do you know about warrants to the Counselor of Divine Law? What are you planning, Serena?
It's like everything.
I love it.
That was
That's
getting me
wild.
Yes. How excited were we on that moment? Oh, like, great. What are you going to do, Serena?
Oh, yeah, all day.
Yeah.
I was like, yep, here it comes. Mm-hmm. Come on, power of the woman. Come on, let's bring it through.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Taking over. And she said, what did she say? He won't mind. He won't.
Oh, yeah, my husband will forgive my transgression.
Right.
Or trespass.
My trespass. Yeah, which is such, like, biblical. Knowledge. Yes. Or mm-hmm. knowledge. Yes. Language. Yeah, yeah. Because I thought that was interesting.
The last kind of other little bit with Moira, too, she's, again, this one's going, I love how they kind of go back and forth, because it's like, what are you doing when I'm doing this? And mm-hmm. back and forth. More memories of Odette, and she does find out she is dead.
Yeah.
Gets that confirmation. Oh, she has her lab coat on, so I'm assuming it's going to be they killed doctors mm-hmm. kind of thing.
Wow. That's a good, hey, good.
Good observation.
I didn't catch that. Good observation.
Well, because then there's the two photos, and then there's the third, thank you, where they all kind of have lab coats. So then I'm like, oh, this must have been a few doctor, like a roundup, you know.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know. She obviously worked with Moira when she was pregnant, but she could have done abortions or some other kind of doctor stuff that was not...
Or just being a doctor.
Being a woman doctor, yes. Female doctor, we don't even know.
Just being too smart. Yeah. Like, oh, man. You know.
But she does get that closure, which was nice for her. And then she leaves the photo at the memorial, which was such a cute photo.
I was like, so happy.
And their memory of them when they're picking out the wine. And she's like, oh, no, I'm not your doctor anymore. You can just call me Odette.
You saw the moment where she fell in love with her. And you were like, oh.
And then you know it doesn't end well. But pull them heartstrings.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah, this is the point where now it's definitely the military state. Warren. So this is the crazy... like everything fell down on him. Warren Putnam shows up and Cushing in the eye, and they're like, you're under arrest for treason.
And who's the boss? Like, just
The ladies in the house are like, June smiles, which is so great. And I wrote down, I'm all messed with the wrong family.
With the wrong woman, women, all of that.
Yeah.
That was kind of a moment of June and Serena working together, not necessarily super directly, but still, because Serena's at the door, like, looking out, too. Like,
yeah.
And shout out to Nick. He could have.
They both did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a trio.
How rewarding was that for you viewers out there when Cushing gets arrested? Comment down below, because that was such a...
Yes. I did.
He was not around that long, though, so it's like he could have been a cool villain, but it's like in one episode.
And he's gone.
Right. Yeah.
But I did have I'm not, like, suggesting that I don't want him gone, but I thought it was so interesting that somebody could just write something up without evidence mm-hmm. and take somebody away.
Oh, really? I mean that in a sarcastic way because that does happen.
All the time.
Which we'll get to at the end of the paper.
I guess I should have been surprised, right?
No, but it's crazy how quickly you could accuse someone with no real evidence. Mm-hmm. But that's, again, it's happened to people, women, men, anybody of like, this is what this person did, no evidence, and they'll be gone.
Yeah. Absolutely. I guess it's more shocking because he was in such a power position. Yeah. Because I know exactly what you're saying.
I get where you're coming from.
Take down a bigger person.
It takes more to take down a bigger fish. Yeah. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Like, somebody
for it to be so easy.
Yeah.
I got you.
What just happened so quickly? Maybe not so quickly. But the question, too, is no body, no proof. He's just been taken away. He could still come back.
Yeah, that's true.
Do we think he'll come back?
Oh, God, I hope not.
What do you think?
I don't know. That's a good
question. I feel he could. I don't know how. Why?
He can go plead his case. I don't know.
Yeah.
If they kind of like run out of plot twists, then maybe like just throw him back in. Like,
Guess who's back.
Then we get we have June when she's shopping. Janine's back, which startles her, but she's you're back. And
I love her enthusiasm, always. Oh my gosh, they're so nice. They brought us back from the colonies, girls.
Because it's God's plan.
Because it's God's plan. I mean, your plan's not my plan, but it's great. I was like, girl, shut up. Your womb was great. We get it. Hush. But then again, you're like, you know what? Sometimes we need some positivity, even though it's ignorant positivity. It's just nice to have some
sweetness. Yeah.
It's like, oh.
It's kind of how I feel about Janine. I'm just like, you are so stupid because she's so, blinded. But again, she has to, similar to surviving a trauma, she has to tell herself that truth or otherwise she'll be, totally cracked.
That's
broken.
100% accurate, yeah.
Then she, reinforces, there's so few of us, so we're brought back.
And they can use that, right? Yeah. They can be like, it's God's plan to help us escape Janine.
She could, that'd be nice.
They can use that.
It's like jumping from from the pot to the kettle. Like, it's still hot. You're just in a different environment.
Oh, yeah, same. Yes. Yeah, exactly.
So we have Emily and June talk to each other, and June is like, my name is June. I didn't get to tell you before.
This is the moment when I don't know what it was when I watched it. I don't know if I was on it. I was just on
someone
an emotional
was cutting
roller
onions.
Coaster. I was cutting onion. Every possible emotion. This is when I definitely teared. From the goosebumps to heart flutter to the tears. Aww. And then right when I heard the second name, I was like, oh my God, they're
going
to do it.
They're going
they're just, all of them are just going to start saying their names. And I started even typing out all of the names because it was just so beautiful to hear.
That's cool.
I was like, oh. I'm a softie, y'all. I know
that. No, it's great. That was such a beautiful moment of it spreading, and it was like more grassroots way of them rebelling.
The people,
They're bond. It's a way for them to bond. It's a way for them to connect, and they're not a thing. You have a name.
Yeah. I'm a person.
Yes.
Right.
So Alma's the one who was a handmaid who talked to June earlier that we're like, wait, what was that name? Alma.
Yeah.
So Eden notices and is like, I am surrounded by handmaids. Mm-hmm. So was there a comment on Eden then?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mawell said that she definitely does not trust Eden because, she was like, I don't like... or he or she doesn't like how she was looking when everyone was saying their name.
Yeah.
She didn't immediately jump in. So,
and she's also trying to get pregnant on the first time. She did the baby can't come quick enough for Eden. Yeah,
she's like, I'm pregnant now, right?
Yeah.
So she's there for Gilead and represents everything.
I don't know. If anyone else in the chat kind of agrees, I know we're getting to predictions later, but what do you guys think? Like, where do you think that's going to kind of go? I'm interested to see because Sarah Coates said Eden is a snitch. So people, you're not quite like an Eden. So I'm interested. Where do you think her character is going to go?
I don't trust her one bit. No, I'm like, oof, nope. Back over in Canada, they say the names too, but it's memorial. But they have photos at least too. Yeah. Well, some of them. Yeah. And we learn it's Lily Fuller, which was the Offlen who did the bombing.
Kind of look like
she looks like a model, bit, right? Yeah. She had this cool hair, style, very fierce looking in the camera.
Hipster, kind of edgy, cool.
Yeah. So then this is the moment where I was like, Serena, Serena brings, she's like, Offred, come with me. And Offred, I like her look at the stairs. She's like,
what now?
Okay. But they go in.
She was like, I'm so over this. Yeah. I'm so done.
Can I go to sleep?
Yeah. But they go into the study, which is not allowed.
Oh.
So that was sorry, so exciting.
I love this moment. Go, yes. Go, sorry.
And then she's like, all right, I have written new, these are draft new secretary orders. And we're going to remove checkpoints and scale back on guardians. I was like, oh, Serena, you're thinking your plan before was kind of a bad plan, and now it's biting you in the butt and you're changing your mind?
Mm-hmm.
I've been waiting.
Right.
Like, that was like, moment. Yes, she's finally right. realized this was a bad plan and we need to tone this back. Mm-hmm. And she says, it's about time things got back to normal. I'm like, okay, Serena.
Which
I like
normal?
You a hair, just a fraction more. I'm yeah. like, okay. Okay, I want to see where this goes. Is she going to follow through on this?
Yeah. Which normal? Like the Gilead normal or the normal before that?
Maybe she would probably do a hybrid. Hybrid. Yeah. As pointed out in the chat before, she was the one who kind of issued in some of these changes. But I think it's one of those, again, on paper, great ideas can be like, this is great. But when you actually have human beings doing it, bad plan.
A lot of people say that about communism.
Exactly. On paper, you're like, good idea, but with real people. Nope.
Not possible. Agreed.
And the power she gives her, she's like, well, you're an editor, so can you essentially proofread these drafts?
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh, and that moment, too, of the pen. So much power. So you were talking about the paper of him being written away. So much power in these little pieces of paper. And this was one of those, it's a cliche to say it, but I'm like, the pen is mightier than the sword.
Yeah.
Because she was like, I need that pen of like, click, click.
Yeah.
Different ways to fight back. You can do it by I mean, I don't suggest we blow ourselves up, but you know, that is one way to resist. And another is through knowledge and you know, knowledge is power. I know it sounds cheesy, but it is, man. You can get power that way. It's great.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on the episode before we get into news and our Resist sister?
I just wanted, for that last moment, when they were in the commander's quarters, where, like, Serena's not allowed in, right?
Yeah.
And Offred was only there to, you know, be sexually assaulted.
Right, that's true.
But when they were in there together, like, just being bosses, I was like, this is amazing. I really appreciate this moment.
Serena was at his chair, his desk.
You're right? Like, that was powerful.
She might as well, like, kicked up her heels on the desk, like, with a cigar, like, what's up?
Oh my god.
He won't be back for a while, so it doesn't matter.
I would have died. That would have been amazing.
He's doped up and, you know, whatever. I love it.
All right. Leave your thoughts below what you thought on the episode. So let's get in first to our special segment, which we call Resist Sister. And then, Veronica, why don't you take us away on that?
This is actually, this is a big win for the women and men of Ireland, right? And so the Resist Sister of the Week is, I was going to say it was the Women of Ireland, but it's the men and the women of Ireland because everyone voted. And they actually voted to repeal the ban on abortion. Which was in place for a very long time. It's, you know, it's a Catholic country. And 66% of the people voted to repeal the law. So I thought that was huge. That's amazing. And then I wanted to share something that somebody wrote on Twitter about it. A woman, Amanda Ginsburg?
That sounds about
Amanda Ginsburg on Twitter. I want to make sure I credit her. She said, I lived in Ireland for a while. On the walls of the pub bathrooms, women scrolled the phone numbers for information about access to secret abortions. An anonymous network was necessary to guard our own bodies. This is a really big deal. She said that, okay, this is crazy. This is happening now. This is happening yesterday. So just, it makes me so happy.
I read a story. It was a father talking about, and his daughter died, I think, because she couldn't get the abortion because it was like septic and it was, they had to do it, but they said no. And it's like, people are going to do it anyways. They're going to go to another country. They're going to do a more dangerous form of it. So just banning it is not going to stop it. So go Ireland.
Go Ireland.
Yes.
Congrats.
Then we have our other segment. We got some news and our new member, Takiro. Take that away.
AfterBuzz
TV News.
Yes, so I feel very official. I get my CNN voice on right now. I want to bring up a New York Times writer. He brought up some really good points from the episode. One being that the colonies, like it's like nothing to kill, you know, the women or people in colonies. And he says, why does no one seem to be worried about how it might affect their fertility? Like, i.e., like, you know, Emily and
I was worried Janine, about that, like, coming back.
Yeah, exactly. So
radiation and all that crap out there.
Yeah, they're not worried about that at all.
Nope.
And I loved the fact that a lot of people on Twitter were raving about the parallels of the click of the detonator. Obviously, the bomb.
We have to do it.
Right. If I had one.
Yeah.
And obviously, obviously offers pen at the end.
Yeah.
So it was such an important skill that she was June in that moment. So mm-hmm. I love, and some people in the live chat are saying the same thing, that it was so parallel to the bomb and the pen at the end. So
it's amazing.
Love it.
Great.
Great call out.
Let's get into some predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Anybody burn in with any predictions or any interesting ones from the chat?
Well, obviously the whole Eden thing. So if you guys are still commenting on Eden, feel free. But a lot of them saying she's going to snitch. Mm-hmm. A lot of them say that she might have some type of a background where she, you know, she's so quick to get pregnant that she might herself have like a backstory as to why maybe she was hurt when she was, you know, back in her. Maybe we'll learn a little bit about her character, her development. But for right now, it seems like a few people are still kind of typing some things in, and so circle back around, and I'll include some peeps.
My thing is, I'm just eager to see how far Serena's going to go with this, you know, with June's, you know, checklist, and see what kind of changes we're going to get done around here. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be fascinating. And then maybe the commander gets well, and I don't know, maybe, who knows, what if he finds out? I hope not, but I just feel like, if he finds out about this, he may not be with it.
I think otherwise.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. So I know I read some things from the chat, but
yeah,
I feel like, you know, my prediction would be like he will come back and he will be kind of her support. Like they'll switch roles.
How it was when they first started, kind of.
Yeah, because I feel like he, yes, he is a commander. Yes, he has a bad side to him, and he's all, you know, messed up in the head. But I feel like he, like, to the core, he really cares about her, about where the world's going. So I feel like he would have second thoughts about, you know, stepping in and helping her get it back on track.
I like that. I like that idea.
I would hope so. But I kind of doubt it. I don't have that much faith in him. But
yeah, I'm like, this is my fantasy.
Yes, it's
what we hope. What we want.
I'm wondering if June will be able to essentially, like, under the radar, give Serena suggestions on the new rules, too. Mm. Like, maybe that'd it should be worded this way, but maybe not so outright of like, Serena, it has to be like this, but maybe a little more subtle. That it's one of those, you got to make someone think it's their own idea.
Yes, all day, because Serena will not be having someone else take her power. Like, this is her moment. Yes. So, no.
Maybe they'll relax her. Maybe they'll relax the laws so that she can see Hannah or the cross guards. Not the laws, but like the checkpoints, maybe.
Yeah. Well, they did say there'd be, it was... Remove checkpoints
and
scale back on the guardians, because it's and actually that's another thing that they've kind of touched upon, but not really. All this stress does not help any woman get pregnant,
right?
Because it's like that's the number one thing of like a couple having trouble to have a baby. It's generally like the stress of like I need to have a baby, and then once like something else happens, either they adopt a baby or something else, then boom, they get pregnant much faster. So it's like
interesting. Yeah.
So it's like you have this stressful state. Of course, these women are having trouble getting pregnant. So it's like maybe you should scale. Maybe that's now in the plans implemented. Serena goes. So, maybe that was a bad idea. So, I'm hoping Serena's learning the error of her ways and is going to change things up a little bit.
I think so.
Did anybody else add anything more?
No, they're going... someone else agreed with you as far as Mr. Waterford pretty much not liking Serena taking back that power.
Yeah.
And, they're for right now, we're just kind of going back and forth on agreed and disagreeing, that sort of thing.
Cool. Nice. Yeah.
I like it.
And I don't trust Eden. I think there's going to be a problem with her real quick.
Yeah.
Real quick. Because she's like the little kid who wants to, like, I'm going to tell on you because you're not doing the right thing.
And
like,
what do you guys
she's
think?
She's too eager,
I know that Mr. Waterford had his suspicions about, like, Nick and the pregnancy with June and all
that. Also, I tried to kick him out.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if there'll be more, too. And now, I mean, Fred is not going to be able to fight back as much. A similar statement to June telling Serena, it's like, well, he's not here right now.
Right.
So,
we think it's going to be a bigger deal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah. So that wraps up our episode of Handmaid's Tale After Show, talking about episode 7, After Thank you so much for watching, listening, tuning in, and joining us in live chat. And then again, comment down below your thoughts on the episode, because love continuing the discussion on the show.
Yeah.
And it's so exciting. So where can people find you guys?
Yes, again, Takira Shabre. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Takira_Shabre.
Hey everyone, Veronica Briga, you can find me online at Veronica B Online.
And you guys can find me online at Carrie D Lane. That's KARIDLANE. Thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you all next week. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.